And this is VPR, Vermont Public Radio. It's 8:35. Good morning. I'm Aaron Kimball with VPR News. Voters in Manchester's town meeting have approved spending almost $200,000 to help run a new library that's set to open later this year. Manchester held the municipal portion of its town meeting yesterday. The library spending was one of the most hotly debated items on the ballot. The multi-million-dollar building project is financed through private donations. Library trustees said the town appropriation is a $44,000 increase would keep the library open 6 days a week instead of five and increase staff hours. Manchester Select Board Chair Ivan Beatty said the decision to build the facility was made by library trustees, not the town. He said the request was too much.
I love the library, but we can't hold the taxpayers accountable for decisions that are made without their input. At the same time that we're faced with requests that did not come to fruition for Northshire Daycare or Riley Rink or even the Manchester Rescue Squad.
But Manchester resident Nancy Landis says the new library will serve everyone in town.
The meeting rooms will be there. There will be a lot of new learning experiences. We don't have a senior center. We don't have a youth center. And the library will provide this.
The request was approved on a voice vote. Vermonters will take on budgeting, elections, and public banks in this year's town meeting day. Some towns will discuss articles on wind power, gas pipelines, and gun control on Tuesday. The town meeting tradition goes back to 1762 when the first recorded town meeting was held in Bennington. And the Vermont Senate has passed and sent on to the House a bill that would allow child care workers in the state to unionize, to negotiate rates and working conditions with the state. The 20-7 vote on Friday came after more than 4 hours of debate over 2 days on a measure that the House has supported in the past and that Governor Shumlin supports as well.